At this point, I'd like to hand over to Ian Bateman, chairman of our jury, who's going to say a few words.
Thank you, Marilyn. And I'm sure Marilyn did an excellent job the entire weekend, and we really look forward to seeing her again in 2 years' time. Well, we are coming to the end of the event, and it has gone really well as usual. The weather has been excellent. I don't know how the committee managed to organise the weather year after year. It's been a super weekend, and again, an excellent venue. So the choice of Cirencester theme for September seems to be a good one. And I think the committee, or the festival committee, really do need to be congratulated for the organisation that's gone on behind the scenes to get to where we are today, and then the flawless running course of the event that we've had over the last few days. 2 years ago, in 2006, they made a very sensible decision in having a Welsh chairman of the jury. This year, they've actually done one better, and they've completely dispensed with English people on the jury at all. And I think, judging by the cheers from the audience, there are probably more Welsh people here. The Welsh people are noisier. So we've had an international jury with me from Wales, Gordon from Northern Ireland, Christian from France, and Matthias from Germany. And surprisingly, we have managed to achieve a very high degree of international concordance. And I would like to thank my fellow jury members for the diligence that they've all shown in doing the work that we've just gone through to go through the sequences, and hard work they've done each at the end of each session in the right where we are. So thank you very much, gentlemen. Now, it's never an easy task to sort out the winners from as many sequences as we've just seen, 71 over the last 2 days. And I think that the comments that Barry Senior made last night were actually quite especially relevant in helping us focus on what we try to achieve. Barry mentioned that to make a good sequence, we really all should strive to achieve excellence in the photography, in the sound quality, and in the overall creative concept in putting the sequence together. Now, the sequence makers, I'm sure that we all know how difficult it is to achieve one of those, let alone two of those, and to try and get all three together in one sequence and get it working properly. That is what has elevated, I think, the winning sequences from the rest. So congratulations to everyone who has put an entry in. But what we've tried to do is find the ones where all of those elements came together. And we also look for a message, maybe, something which actually lifted the whole sequence from just a story into something a little bit more of a personal statement. So that's the process we went through, whether you agree with what we've come up with or not, but that's what we tried to achieve. Well, ultimately, the results that you're just about to hear, they are the opinions of these four men, Justin True, at this event, in this venue, in these conditions. And if you're not amongst the winners, what you should never be is disheartened. But at another event, and another jury, will have a completely different result, and they might get it right next time. But overall, we thoroughly enjoyed seeing the work, and we really do appreciate the work that's gone on behind the scenes, as they put them together, and to everyone who entered. But of course, without the entries, we wouldn't have an event anyway. So I'll hand back to Marion, Marilyn, readiness for your final countdown.
Thank you.
Okay.